This time, Schneider dictated a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Dallas Langley. This goes to Justin Asbury. On 10-20-22, Mr. Langley performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-2-22, there's been improvement period in paragraph compression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Stevens, STEPHENS. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 10-20-22, Mrs. Stevens performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-14-22, there's been slight deterioration period of paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing slight progression. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Bernard McGonigal, McGonagle. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 10-20-22, Mr. McGonigal performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was slightly less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction. Compared to a prior study dated 5-11-22, there's been no significant change. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on David Wyatt. This goes to Dr. A. Vaughn and Dr. Murphy. On 10-20-22, Mr. Wyatt performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, new paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Darlene Duchaine, D-U-C-H-A-I-N-E. This goes to Tori Asbury, comma D-O, on 10-20-22. Mrs. Duchaine performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period and paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, six-minute walk test on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Kimball, K-I-M-B-A-L-L. This goes to Natasha Anderson, comma F-N-P. On 10-20-22, Mrs. Kimball performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room saturation was 97%, period. After walking 283 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. New paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, six-minute walk test on James Crickshin, K-R-I-K-S-C-H-I-U-N. And this goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10-20-22, Mr. Crickshin performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 365 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 97%, period. New paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.